Well, John, we've had discussions like this before. It was tough to commentate on from your point as a coach. It must have been hard to watch that tonight.
Ah, it was not a strong performance, has to be said. But while it's important that we don't underreact to it, it's also important we don't overreact. We've lost one in the last six, I think, there. So we're still in the competition. We've got two home games still to come in the group stages. So plenty to play for, and Friday's a big night.
Therein lies your strength. Your home form's been excellent. This away form is the issue, isn't it? I think the statistics are something like 1-8 on the road now, going back to last season. It's an underlying problem for whatever reason.
Yep, we haven't done as well on probably smaller venues. But the next two games are the important ones, and they're going to be, as I say, back at home. If we get the right results in those, then we'll probably turn our attention to playing what's likely to be an away quarter-final if we can get one.
Yorkshire have had a bit of a revival of their own the last few weeks. I think they've now won five of their last six after a slow start. So this was always going to be a tricky encounter to come down here.
I think it's always a tricky encounter when you come to Headingley. And once they got 230 on the board with three England seamers in their attack, it was going to be tougher still. But we probably should have made a better fist of the first half. We definitely should have made a better fist of the first half. And then the second half, really, once Liam got away with four overs for 13 in the first nine overs, well, that pretty much knocked the back out of us.
Seemed to be a bit of a lack of discipline, not just in the bowling, but I think you put down about six catches tonight. I mean, some of them were difficult, but I mean, some of them you would expect the lads to get. And then you see the chances that felt to the Yorkshire fielders in there when they were out there. They all went to hand, didn't they?
They did get a hand. They took a couple of good catches. And as you say, we probably missed. I thought it was five. It could have been six. Of varying difficulties, but you know, I think the important thing for us to remember is that while catches can be difficult, they still have to be taken. You may not take every difficult one, but you've got to take some of them, and to have taken none out of as you say, five, maybe six tonight, then that's going to leave us short. And a single catch can make a hell of a difference to a T20 game. You get rid of a guy early. Willie was one of the first ones, Travis Head was one, and Lyth was one. I mean, there's the three guys who probably had the majority of the balls in the innings. So if we'd got rid of any one of all three of those early, that could have been a very different story.
I mean, it's that phrase going back to your school days, isn't it? Catches win matches, and you've seen the difference it can make tonight. There was one thing on the scorecard as you were preparing to play the game. We got the impression Paul Coughlin was going to play, and then there was a late change and Usman Arshad was playing. Was there an issue with Paul Coughlin, or was that just a mix-up with team sheets, or what happened there?
Paul was never playing tonight. There was just a scorecard which Yorkshire had against the team sheets that we gave to the umpires. So Paul was never playing. Sometimes it gets a bit complicated with Sky here because they want their information a bit early, and sometimes they take it from the wrong source.
So it was not a case of suddenly Usman finding he was playing at the last minute and not maybe being mentally prepared for it?
No, Usman was always playing tonight. He came into the game and knew from the moment that he came down from the northeast that he was playing, so our team didn't change. It was just a bit of a problem with the communication involving Sky.
And it's that Sky thing again, isn't it?
Yeah, being on TV is not always our best. Being on TV away is definitely not always our best. But I don't think there's anything significant really about that. We just haven't played particularly well in those two games this year on TV.
The worst thing, I suppose, is that this brings Yorkshire into the mix as well. So, you know, there's somebody else looking for a top four spot. There's still a very good chance that you could finish third or fourth. Either way you're looking at it, you're probably going to have to go to somewhere like Gloucestershire or Glamorgan if you can get out of the group.
I think you're right that third or fourth is probably about the height of our ambitions now. We probably need to win the last three coming into tonight's game to have realistic opportunity of getting the top two spots. So, as you say, it looks like if we can get through, it'll be an away game. But to be honest, the only thing we can really think about now is the next two games and immediately the game on Friday.
And they're at home, and you haven't lost at home this season.
Yeah, it's cause for a bit of joy there. But they won't be easy games. I think Lancashire will still fancy their chances of burgling their way through the back door into the quarterfinal. So, you know, they'll be competitive. Plus, you know, we've had a couple of good results against them this year, so they'll be wanting a bit of revenge. So it'll be tough whichever way it goes.
Any thoughts already about changes to personnel come Friday? You've got a day or so to think about it?
Well, Paul was not playing tonight, but not because there was anything specifically wrong with him, but just feel he's playing a little bit too much cricket. But the plan was always to get him back in on Friday, so I'm pretty confident that Paul will play on Friday night. Apart from that, we'll reflect a little bit, but at the moment, the only way I'd be confident is that Paul's going to come back into the side.
And finally, uncharacteristically, Lancashire bottom of the table at the moment.
I didn't realise they were bottom, but I mean, even then, they might still have a half a chance. I'm not sure how many games they've got left. Are they out of it? Are they still in it? It probably work in our favour if they feel that they're out of it, to be honest. But I doubt that they'll come looking for a soft game.